Hey everybody, welcome to the Seal Podcast, episode number 30. Hang on a second.
Move my microphone.
Hey everybody, and welcome.
What?
Take three. Hey everybody, and welcome to the Seal Podcast. It's gonna be one of those nights, isn't it?
No. How long is it since you've swallowed? We were.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Seal Podcast, episode number 34. For sometime in the middle of April, not sure what day it is. Not really too sure what. Actually, it's Good Friday, isn't it? Happy Easter! Good Friday.
Happy Easter!
Yeah, yeah, indeed. Good. I'm joined on my right by Dave.
Hello.
And on my left by Neil.
Hello.
We took it a week off last week. Thank you for your patience. Just one of those weeks where we just take a week off. There you go. Love it.
Life happens.
Yeah, I had the best intentions. And then I think we, well, what was it the Friday? Well, I can't remember what was happening on the Friday. We couldn't do it. And we were pushing.
Friday, you weren't in the mood, it seemed.
Yeah, I think, you know what? Yeah, it's one of those things. It's what it, you can't really fault anyone right now for not being in the mood, right?
No.
Just, yeah, it's one of those things. I know, Andy, even that, it's just a weird one. And I'm not looking for any sympathy or anything like that. It's just, you know, you're not sure if you're getting stressed. I don't know. Do you guys?
I know. I've been
getting stressed. Neil, I know you're Neil. You're getting stressed, and I think actually, Dave, you've had a bit of a change in work, so you obviously feel some stress.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like my work has changed significantly, but I'm still working, so I shouldn't be stressed. But I still feel like I'm stressed, you know. And it just, although saying that, like yesterday, I was super stressed, and I'm not sure whether it was because of all the stuff that's going on or because it was Thursday, right? Like normal, like I think normally anyway, right? So I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I think it's okay to be stressed, and it's okay to understand that you're stressed and make decisions based on that. So if you're not in a mood for stuff, don't do it. And you know, so
I think
we weren't in the mood for it last week. We were like, it's been a long week. There's a lot of uncertainty, you know.
Yeah.
Let's just not do it. And we didn't.
Yeah. And you know what? I think I'm getting really in tune with that, because I remember now going back to last Friday. You know what? I was just like, I'm not in the mood. And you know what I did on Friday? I sat down and I watched some hockey game that was on YouTube from 1984. Right?
Nice. Just to get away from it all.
Something completely different. I've been listening to different types of music or whatever, and I think subconsciously my body's just going, do some different stuff, just chill the fuck out, right? You know. So anyway, moving on. I am up for it tonight. It's Good Friday. Yeah, nice to have a day off. I suppose a lot of people having days off. I suppose I shouldn't really say that either, but it is nice to have a day off. Easter
back
Bunny
in on Monday. Did you have to work
back in on Monday? Then? Yeah, we don't have Monday off here, so
okay.
Super tight for holidays over here. Yeah, don't even start me. But so I'll be on Monday, but it's all right. I think the Easter Bunny's coming on Sunday, so I'm quite excited. I'm really looking forward to some chocolate.
She's not been furloughed.
No, it. You guys got any news?
Yeah. It's been two weeks, isn't it? So I had news. Like I had news for last week, but obviously things changed. But
game related news.
No, well, I mean just intro news.
Intro news. I'm not working from Tuesday. Well, from Tuesday. Well, from now basically.
Furloughed.
I've been furloughed.
Oh god, there's me joking about it and you're fucking furloughed.
Yeah, it was actually a bit of a surprise because I've been mega busy. But I think our company just decided, well, the government's offering people not to work at the moment and pay them, so we'll take that offer. So yeah, bit of a change. I found out on Wednesday. It's kind of been hanging over it because lots of people have been asking about it. So the missus has wrote me a list, and I'm yeah, busy.
You've got a honey-do list.
So I'm not going to be bored. I'd say that. But yeah, so the last few days have just been sort of sitting about twiddling thumbs going, we've got, there's no point starting anything now because not going to be doing anything from next week. So yeah.
So aside from sort of housework jobs or whatever that your wife might have you doing, mm-hmm. is anyone sort of taking on board new stuff? And I ask because I've been spending way more time on music in the last mm-hmm. few weeks,
just listening,
playing around with my decks and stuff like that, mm-hmm. and making mixes. And I don't know, it's just maybe it's springtime as well. It's nice that seasons are changing over here, and feel like you, even though we can't go out, we've been doing a little bit more around the garden and stuff. So
yeah, I've been in the garden, doing bits and bobs, and I've been doing stupid things like. Make it like cleaning all the windows and windowsills and the outside frames and
Crikey,
stuff.
You've
like
started
that,
on so. The really shit stuff straight away, haven't you?
Well, I thought I'd get the crap stuff out of the way first. but I've got a few little electrical jobs that I need to do.
What kind of jobs?
What
kind of jobs did you say they were?
Electrical jobs.
Oh, okay, all right.
Electrical jobs. so I'll fix the Hoover. The old Hoover.
Nice. Now we're talking my language and the podcast language too. Appliance talk. Let's go.
It's been a while.
Fixing appliances. I'm all over that.
So we had a big orange vax. It's kind of like Henry the Hoover style.
Crikey, vax. Is that still a thing, vax?
Yeah. But what happened is we'd pulled. The Hoover, the vacuum.
Don't call it a Hoover, it's a vax.
No, I know. We've pulled the vax, and the wire that connected from the plug to the actual device itself had pulled and was showing from the device.
Ooh,
the
misses.
So it was like, so we actually replaced it, but we still had it in backup just in case. And I saw it today as I was sort of going through the garage, and I'm like, I could probably fix that. So I took it apart.
Oh, you know you can fix that.
Yeah. I took it apart, like rejigged the little bit that protects the wire from being pulled out, and I pushed, like, took the bit out and put it back in place and secured it. And I don't know. I was like, we shouldn't have bought the Hoover because it was like a 10-minute job.
Yeah.
Like, we could have just
charged yourself like £100 for repairs.
Yeah. Yeah. I should have sent myself an invoice for that, shouldn't I? And I was like, oh, okay, that's a nice little job. So I've got a PS4 controller that I can fix. I know there's an old hairdryer that I could probably have a look at. So yeah. I quite enjoy it. Actually, I like tinkering with things like that.
Oh, yeah,
I used to love taking stuff apart when I was younger, but I ain't done that sort of stuff in years, really.
Oh, I'm all over that. If something's broken, I'll have it. And I've said it before, not on this podcast, I don't think, but my crowning glory was somebody handed me a 40. Back, this is about 10, no, 12, 13 years ago, somebody handed me a flat screen television. They're like, it won't stay on, here. If you pay to get it repaired, you can have it. But, it's no, I don't want to pay to get it repaired. So I got it. And somebody said, the capacitor is because it's a bad capacitor.
Yeah. Was it a Samsung?
yes. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, Samsung, and it was capacitors. They're shit.
Yeah. And so I opened up the back and I thought, I'll take a look at it. And there they were, some bulging capacitors. I sort of looked at it, bought myself a soldering kit, and for like $3 of capacitors, had this thing back up and running.
Nice.
Oh, mate. Yeah. It was the best TV. And it's still sitting here right next to me. It's a great TV. It's one of those ones. So it's that class of TV that just is just going to be great all its life. Like, it's got a decent, it's just built like a tank. Right now it's built like a tank. But
it's a flat screen.
Yeah,
LCD.
LCD.
Did it have a swivel stand?
Yes.
What big is it? 42?
It's 40. It's about the size of an 85. It's got like a massive
bevel
edge to it. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I may have had a similar model, but I had a 42 inch, I think. And that was the same, like the capacitor's fucked up. And yeah. I just got onto Samsung and they were like, because when I searched the internet for what was going on with my TV, I just hit. You know, when you normally search for a problem on your something, you don't find any fucking response. Like, oh, there were thousands of pages about the same thing I was having with my TV. I was like, well, it's out of warranty, but look at all this shit. You could come and fix it.
Yeah. Yep. And it's not the first time I fixed capacitors. I had a monitor as well that wouldn't stay on, so we ripped the capacitors out of that and fixed it too. So,
wow.
Yeah, if you get the... If you know...
If you got the gear and...
You just got a little bit of... don't
be
shy.
A bit careful with your capacitor stuff, though.
Yeah. Yeah,
you have to make sure they've drained.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but just a little bit of like, just a gung ho spirit or whatever. Yeah. You know, what's the worst that's going to happen, right? Apart from electrocuting
a 240 volt capacitor.
Yeah, well, you guys and your super voltage over there. But well, I've saved myself tons of money fixing stuff, like tons.
I've got a new backup Hoover. Just messing about, thinking, look at that.
You could have an upstairs one and a downstairs one.
Yeah.
Yeah, or you could say, it's the start of your second house, right? You're preparing for your second house or something.
I could probably have a look at that kettle, but...
I think that sounded like it was a bit past fixing, to be honest. If it starts catching fire, I'm not sure it's salvageable, to be honest.
I'm just going to crack one.
Oh, I'm spoiling myself. On his 15th beer for the evening, then.
Pomegranate and cherry.
I was telling Neil before we started, I've had a bit of a sort of a street party, a social distancing street party today.
Right.
Where we all just sat outside the front of our houses. Hello. But we actually just randomly chatting.
Nice. Shouting to the person like halfway down the street.
I live in a little cul-de-sac, so it's like there's four houses like right next to each other, but at least two meters away. And we're like, we'll say hello at four, and then
getting
the beers out. And so I've been drinking since about three, four. So and we finished about half hour ago, and
bit oiled. Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
still drinking now?
No, we ran out of beer. So we all ran out of beer. We're like, no.
That's it. Party's over.
Yeah, pretty much.
What else have you got that you could drink?
I've got some lemonade, and I'm just looking down.
No tequila?
No, all tequila's gone. We've got a little bit of whiskey.
You've prepared really badly for this whole scenario, haven't you? We've got no alcohol.
We thought we prepared well, but then we drank it all.
Then the weekend happened.
Yeah. Well, Friday happened. So I've got 24 cans of... No, not cans. We've got 24 bottles, 500 milliliters a bottle of Proper Job. Coming in.
That'll do a proper job on you if you went through 24 of them.
That's you don't mess about that stuff. But that should be coming on Tuesday. So, yes.
Wow.
Okay. sorry, I'm reading something. I got lost here. Neil, are you drinking?
I've had a couple of beers so far.
Couple of light ales.
Yeah, well, no, lagers. Some posh stuff here. You know.
Okay, good.
I'm going continental lager. The Kronenbergs are back.
Ooh, Kronenbergs.
Nice. Send one over to Dave.
Don't know how that's getting there.
So, Neil, you were proactive in tweeting out for questions.
Hey. We haven't been through my story.
What story have you? Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Well, remember my little surprise tweet that I had one morning when it about.
Damn! Yeah, let's go.
See, that was supposed to be last week's show, but it didn't happen. But anyway, right. So whatever morning it was, I wake up at 5 o'clock, my alarm goes off. And so I'm looking, I always pick up, it's what you do, isn't it? You pick up your phone, it's my alarm clock at the end of the day. So I pick my phone up, turn it off, and I'm like a bit bleary eyed like usual. And I look at my phone, I'm like, oh, I've got quite a few alerts on my phone. That's a bit unusual for like 5 o'clock in the morning. And like, I've got someone's tweeted at me, which actually never happens. But, and I was like, what the hell's this? So I click on it, and it's like some competition that I entered about, I don't know, 4 weeks before. It says, we have a winner, and it's me. I'm like, what? I'm not really awake yet, thinking, is that actually me? Like, am I reading this right? So I won a prize on Twitter competition. I've entered God knows how many fucking competitions like this, like, and you just enter them and never think you're going to hear from them ever again.
Hey, man, so you throw enough at it, something's going to stick.
And all of a sudden, I'm like, what the fuck? I've actually won something. And
nice.
It was. Well, how to describe it? It's like, it's sat next to me right now. It's not under my desk anymore, because I can't be asked to get it under there. But it's like a collapsible racing chair made by Next Level Racing. It's really cool. Put my steering wheel on. My steering wheel's all attached to it. My pedals are all attached to it. I fold it all up, and I can get it onto my desk if I really can't be asked. But at the minute, it's just sat there. I'm like, what the hell? Don't believe it.
Wow.
So, yeah. Hence, I've been playing loads of racing stuff this week. And then on Tuesday this week, I entered the Euro Millions. Actually, first of all, Friday last week, when we were going to record, I entered the Euro Millions. And I got an email at about 1 o'clock in the morning saying, you've won on the Euro Millions. I was like, fucking hell, how much have I won? £2.80.
Nice.
And then Tuesday, we have another Euro Millions, don't we? So I've entered the Euro Millions again. And while I'm there, did a scratch card, quid scratch card. First three numbers come up, £40. I was like, fucking hell, I've won £40.
Nice.
And then I get a bonus entry to the next round, and I won another tenner on that, so I won £50 on the scratch. I was like, what the fuck? So I guess that's me done for a while then.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Keep going.
Yeah, well, cost a quid. I had a couple of scratch cards today on the lottery when I did the Euro Millions again.
That's good, but, man. Yeah, it's good to win stuff. Like, you think, you know, you're never going to win this stuff, but people do win it, right? My wife's killer. She always wins stuff. Like, it's... Did we have a question where someone asked us what we'd won? It sounds like an Andy Cox question, doesn't it?
Could have been. Who knows? Yeah. Well, now I've won stuff like three times in a week. Well, one of them was a bit lame, £2.80, but nice. I was pretty happy with £50 on the national lottery scratch card. Yeah,
for sure. Cash nice. Is cash, man.
I've always kind of like thought about these Twitter things as actually, do they people really win? Like, are these real
now you know.
People? Well, now I know. Yeah, they are.
It's those ones that I used to enter, like, I can't remember what. There's like, is it? They're all the same format. You have to follow so and so, retweet this, follow, let it go to their Instagram page, and it all tracks all your activity. I can't remember what. There's a company. They do loads of competitions for loads of different people, all run through the same thing. I never won. I never hear. Like, thousands of people enter these things. But yeah. So I was just like, when I read it, I was at work and first things first, when I woke up, I was like, Mrs. is next to me. She has to work, but she's working for me. And I'm like, look, I've won something like 5:30. And she's just like, what fuck are you talking about? Basically, fuck and then she texts me while I'm at work about 2 hours later. It's like, you know, it's April the 1st. It's not an April Fool's joke, is it? I was like, fucking hell. I was like, I guess we'll find out later. But I was like, oh, don't tell me. Like, I didn't really check the terms and conditions of the competition when I entered. I bet it's like you have to be in the USA to actually win or something. And I was like,
right.
It's going to be a fucking nightmare. And I looked back at the competition, like, yeah, just have to be in Europe. I was like, phew.
Nice. So, oh, yeah. I'll enter stuff in England, even though I don't live there. I'll figure a way out, you know.
Yeah.
Someone else can become Fraser Moore's friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, it was certainly, you know, the way things have been lately, it was pretty nice to go, oh, that was pretty cool.
You also mentioned streaming.
Yeah, I've had a little dabble in trying to do some streaming. No one's bothered watching, but it's fine. I don't really care. What I did was I was having a little think about it. And you know, when you watch the streamers, there's just like the ghosty sort of image. They've obviously got a green screen shit going on. So I downloaded some program. It kind of basically did it without having a green screen. It sort of AI thing It would. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Had to pay like 40 quid for it to do it for you. And I was like, 40 quid's a lot for it to just do that.
How much? Well, you could have used your winnings.
I could have done, but that was before I won the 50 quid. Anyway, so I was like, I wonder if I've got anything green in the house. I was thinking, well, maybe I could just use a different colour. And I was like, hang on, I've got a poker table thing that I've never used. It's just like a, like the actual, just you fold out a poker table thing.
Yeah.
Put it on a normal table and it becomes a poker table. But it's all got creases and shit in it. So I got it out, stuck it up behind me, had a go of that. But it's too dark. It doesn't really work very well. And a lots of, it needs all sorts of fucking lighting doing and all that shit to do it properly. And I was like, oh, what a fucking pain in the ass. So I just stuck something behind me instead, just so that you can't see my room. But yeah, I did a load of Dirt Rally, done a load of, I was trying to do some Modern Warfare, but it was all, I had some noob streaming thing going on. There's a video on YouTube that I cut to YouTube, which I thought was pretty funny, where it was just like, I'd obviously had a Twitch window open on my stream. So every time I said something, it come through the Twitch stream again. And then it, like a few seconds later, it would happen again. And it's just mad loop. That... Every time I just like, that's weird. And then it would start like, that's weird. That's weird. That's weird. And I was like, oh shit, what have I done here? Oh shit, what have I done? Sorry. And then I'd start laughing and then more laughing. It was just like this massive cacophony of noise by the end of it. It was quite funny. But yeah, so I have learned my lesson there. So I might do a bit more. I ain't done any for a few days. But it's a bit of a faff to get it all sorted.
Yeah, I have bits and spats of doing it and not doing it. And yeah, I find it fun to set up and get done and sort of do right, and then I just can't be asked to do it, to be honest, because I don't want something to.
it's a lot of work. I'll tell you what. Go look up. Did you listen to the CAGcast where he talked about that guy Sushi Dragon? Sushi Dragon on Twitter on Twitch. You're not going to watch him for very long, trust me. But the 5 to 10 minutes that you do watch him, you'll be going, "Holy crap!" The setup the guy has got and what he's, you know, like I can't even imagine putting that much effort into anything, let alone. It's pretty amazing.
This is sole, like, you know, income, probably.
So. Oh, yeah. I guess you get to that point where it's just sole income or whatever. But yeah, it's just pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to get good at it, if you like, to like. The amount of expense you have to go to make a properly professional thing. And, you know, you don't want to just get some crappy piece of art off the internet, which has got watermarks all over it and stuff like that. It's just
Okay, let's move on to the questions. First up is friend of the show, Stuart Cullen. I'll give him a quick shout out because his podcast, The Gamer's Guide to the Galaxy, released their official first episode. I listened to it. I finished listening to it last night. It's very good.
I listened to it too.
Oh, good. Yeah, they gave us a good shout out at the end of it.
Yes, he did. I was going to say that if you hadn't listened to it, but yeah, cool.
So that was nice. We have a bit of cross-pollination going on there. Keep up the good work, guys.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. I'll listen to it. What's it called?
The Gamer's Guide to the Galaxy.
Gamer's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah. Yep, similar format. Three guys are shooting the shit, talking about games. It's good.
Cool.
Yeah.
Stuart says, with Sony announcing Iron Man VR and Last of Us 2 are on hold due to the current situation, do you think more titles will follow? Ghost of Tsushima? And with Stadia going all but free for the next 3 months, could they take advantage of this situation? Could they?
Guess what I did?
I don't know. Oh, you've done it, haven't you?
I have done it. I've downloaded the app on my phone.
Good for you.
And I played a game.
Okay. All right. Well, look, is that going to be part of?
That's in my played games. We can talk about them when we talk about played games.
Or do you want to roll it all in?
First
of all, yes, I think there will be more delays. No doubt about it. Because people are working on it. I don't
know about that one particularly, but who knows? That's quite soon, isn't it? Or is it June? Ghost of Tsushima.
I think, I'm not too sure, but I think there's going to be two things going on here. One, you're going to have studios that aren't actually working. So you're going to have problems with the Mac, with physical production of of games. You're going to, but a lot of people, these people can probably remote work, I'm guessing. I mean, but the other thing is, if you've got a game that's ready to go out, would you release it now anyway? Like,
well, I think that it sounded to me when I read the news about Last of Us, particularly, that they're not the game is basically done. They're just polishing, and it's not they're not delaying it because the game isn't going to be ready. It's more that they're not going to be able to. It seemed to me like they was going to not be able to distribute the game, in, particularly physically, enough. A, to make their money that they need to make, and B, right. to like, once the game's out, if they can't get it out everywhere they want it to be out, then, you know, it's inevitable that the game's going to get spoiled. A game like The Last of Us 2, it's going to be streamed everywhere or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's not really fair on everyone who can't get the game, who wants the game. A load of other people are going to basically have the opportunity to play this whole game, and it's going to be very difficult after a while to avoid what's happening in the game.
Well, cash, money's king, right? And if they're not going to make back the money, I mean, they've got to make a decision, say, hey, let's hold on 6 months. And yeah, it's fine. I mean, I can just, of course, yeah, I think there's going to be lots of titles that are going to follow. No doubt about it.
Oh, I don't know. Like, there's always a ton of crap that comes out on Steam every week. So it's not going to stop games coming out. But I think, like, it will be the big ones, that if anything, that will be getting delayed because they need to make the money.
Yeah.
And who knows, in 6 months' time, if they're still going to be in a situation where they think, it's probably still not going to make us enough money.
Yeah, I think especially with the PlayStation 4, they'll be looking at full-priced games and how they do on like digital, the store, and if they're not going to make their sales through physical, if you know, there's only a certain percentage through digital, and it's they'll just look and go, no, why bother releasing in a time where we're not going to hit like 40% of the sales? We'll just wait until all the shops are open again,
and ride it out. It's more of a financial interest just to hang on. Somebody will be back weighing it up on the
budget. Oh, they know exactly what they're doing
There's going to be people out there going, like, crying about it and going, oh, you know.
I think it's probably less likely to see problems with Microsoft stuff because they're basically all in on the digital. Because the whole Game Pass thing, that's not going to stop their games coming out.
That's possible, but you still remember that you're still going to have quite a large percentage of people who aren't going to have a new game in their budget right now.
Mm.
Right? So that's why digital Game Pass is a thing, isn't it?
Yeah,
but that's why people rely on physical as well for the resale or the trading value as well. So
yeah, first party, I guess maybe Microsoft would be have a little bit of a cushioning for sure. So
they're doing another deal, aren't they? Again, they're doing the 6 month price of free on Game Pass, and I think you can sign up first month for £1 again and all that stuff. So
I honestly haven't used mine in months. My Game Pass stuff on my PC. Yeah, maybe I'm missing out.
Okay, so tell us about Stadia, Neil, then.
Stadia? Well, I saw the news that it was basically you get 2 months of Pro for free, so I'm up till the 9th of June. But you can now, assuming you have a Gmail account, you can just sign up and get access to Stadia. But obviously, why would you do that? Because that means you have to buy a game on Stadia. And if you're getting the Pro stuff. So I'm not... I think they had a load of sales on, actually, but I'm not going to be paying £40+ for a game on Stadia that I don't know I'm going to be able to play for that much longer. Who knows?
So what have you signed up for? What have you...
The Pro version is where you get the library of games. So there's 9 or 10 games you can play.
Right.
You have to go on, claim the game, and then it's available in your library, and then you click play, and basically you start playing. Like, it does its little loading screen stuff, like it would normally if you had it on your own system.
And you have done this, have you?
Yes, I played their exclusive game, Guilt. I played it for, I don't know, about an hour, I suppose.
So what are you playing with? What can you have?
I'm playing on my PC through the Google Chrome browser, so I had to install Chrome. And I'm just using my Xbox One controller, because as long as it's a certain type of controller, which is anything basically that works on a PC without any issues, without any additional like drivers need loading or whatever, like your Xbox 360 plugins will work, Xbox One controllers work, because if you've got Windows 10, I'm assuming you can download the drivers for Windows 7. Anything that's, is it PIXID or something? Controller. Yeah. Basically, I think keyboard and mouses will work. Anything that's easily recognised by Windows will work, basically.
Okay.
So, yeah, I was playing Guilt within, like, I signed up. And then I'm playing, like, I don't know, within 5-10 minutes. So from that point of view, it's pretty cool. But
yeah, okay. Sorry, 5 or 10 minutes just for the sign up and all.
Well, I signed up. I downloaded the app on my phone because you have to have the app on your phone, even on a PC. And it just links to my Google account, which I've already got. Most people have probably got one anyway. Then I just, like I say, then I had to download Google Chrome. So it was a couple of minutes there. I ended up doing that. Sign into Google Chrome. Go to stadia.com on Google Chrome. Bang. It says, yeah, got. It immediately picks up the fact I've signed up to Google Stadia, my phone, and then claim this game. There's a store you can get browse through Chrome, actually, as well as on the app. But so I just clicked claim on the game. There's Destiny 2 Full Edition on. There's some other games I didn't really look at. There's one game that I think is exclusive, and I looked at it and I was like, I ain't playing that. Oh, stacks upon stacks upon stacks. And I'm like, I ain't playing that game. Looks shit. So, and there's another exclusive game on there. So Stacks was just like literally building towers out of shapes and bricks and blocks. Oh, it was just like, no, you're right. It's basically a mobile game, by the way, as I'm concerned. Maybe there's a bit more depth to it, but I couldn't be asked to look for it. But yeah, Guilt, I played, which is there. That was the first exclusive they had. And it's a pretty cool concept, I guess, but I don't think I'd have played it if it wasn't the only game that I thought I needed to play because it was their exclusive to see if it was really good. So, I don't know. It was a bit... I can't really think.
Could they take advantage of the situation? Could they?
I don't think so.
Okay, all right.
I mean, it works, but I could tell it wasn't... It's difficult because, you know, the internet's getting hammered at the moment from people working at home. So, everyone's restricting the amount of bandwidth they're using, like Netflix or wherever. They've gone down. They're not doing 4K and all this sort of stuff. And Stadia said they're not doing 4K. They're targeting 1080p for most users and all that sort of stuff. But still, you get that compression and artifacting and all that stuff. I'd rather just pay like a fiver or tenner for this game if I was going to play it. Or get it on Game Pass, preferably. It felt a bit like a Game Pass game, which, like, one of those games, like, you might try and never play again. So. But. Technology, it works, but it's difficult to judge it properly at the moment because the internet's just constantly hammered with everyone on there all the time.
All right. Okay.
They did work. I didn't really notice too much lag. It was more of the visual quality that I noticed.
Still sounds a bit shit.
But again, it all,
there's not that many games.
It all depends on the bit between your computer and Google that they have no control over and can't guarantee.
Okay. All right. That's enough Stadia. I'm becoming sick of Stadia, I think. Andy Cox, friend of the show, sent us an email. Sorry, Neil, you have something else you want to add?
No, I was going to say, I'm sure we'll get another question on Stadia soon.
Oh, I don't doubt it. I want to see this keep going. It's never going to die. Andy Cox sent us a question. Evening all, hope all's well with you and yours. Couple of questions this week. With everyone watching a lot more stuff than usual, what are the TV and films that you love? But when you say to people, you must watch blank, they just give you blank looks. Mine are The Shield and the film Dead Man's Shoes.
Pardon me. I don't know that film. I might know it if I saw it.
No, so that's probably the blank look that you're giving.
Yeah, I'm a bit like, Andy. I'm not sure about that. I know the shield.
The shield, I know. I enjoyed that. Yeah.
That looks like something I could watch, or could have watched about 10 years ago. But, yeah.
I mean, whenever everybody asks me for TV, I always say you should watch The Wire.
Yeah, that's too many episodes now, though, to get someone to get in from. Although people now might have the time. But I ain't getting into that now. That's like someone always used to say to me, Sons of Anarchy, and I looked at it and I was like, there's fucking hundreds of episodes.
Somebody said that to me as well. I'm like, I just can't be asked to watch that one.
Yeah.
But you don't. I mean, if you want a series to watch, though, right? Like, I don't understand. That shouldn't be the barrier to entry if there's lots of them. Like, you don't have to watch them all, do you?
I don't know. Why are there that many if you don't need to watch?
Like The Wire, you could watch the first. I reckon the first three. You could watch the first three seasons and then just ditch the last two. But it's one of those things. Like when you watch the first season, you just can't stop watching.
Right,
like, it's so good. So, for films, one of my favorite films of all time is With Nell and I. But I mean, like, you say that to people over here, they just look at you with this blank look. That is a blank look you get from people over here with that film. It's like, oh, I don't know.
That's
what
a proper
about.
English student film of a certain time.
Yeah, for sure.
I remember I can't remember where I was. I was around some. I think I went to see one of my mates when he was in uni, and there was one of his housemates was watching it, and I was like, "What the fuck is this?" It's like it's With Nell and I, as if I should have known exactly what it was immediately. I was like, I fucking heard of it. So I don't think I've actually watched it. I've seen bits of that, and it was just a bit off the wall from what I can remember.
Very much so,
be fair, that was when I was about 19, so could not have been in a particularly good state when I was watching it.
Anything to add to that?
I can't really think of any.
A film I really like is me and the wife like is 50 First Dates with Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore. But I don't think a lot of people like it, but we really like it.
I think
like
you'd be getting a different, it wouldn't be a blank look for me. It'd be a bit of a like,
it would like a, what the hell? But no, yeah, it's one of the, that's one of the films that, like, if ever it's on or we just flick past it and we're just like, we don't not actually after anything, we just want to sort of watch something, like we just put that on. Yeah, it's a mindless sort of happy film we just like to watch.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Neil and I think less of you now. You know that, right? But that's okay. Each to their own. Any more on that? Second question. Okay, second question from Andy. Dave's not going to talk to us anymore. Second question on that, Dave. As we're on lockdown, have you ever had any dealings with the police? Keep them peeled. Fraser worked away that to the other teenagers.
Since the lockdown, or?
No.
Previous. Just a general, have we ever had any dealings with the police? Personally, yes. Lots of incidents with the police. Not really anywhere I've been in trouble.
I've had to lift home for the police. Not because I was in trouble or being naughty. Just like, I think they stopped me to find out where I'd been, and they were like, "What have you been up to?" I can't even remember what I'd been up to be honest. And they was like, "I think I asked them. I was like, I don't suppose you want to give me a lift home, do you?" Because it was only about 10 minutes away. Yeah, they were all right. So yeah, cool.
Okay, I'll give you one of the stories that I've had my dealings with the police. Okay, so.
Brilliant. When, here, you're going to balance out the 50 First Date stuff now. You're
I've got
back,
a good one
you?
Anyway.
It's going to bring it back.
So when I must have been about 11, 12, 13, around that age, me and my mates, you know when like everybody said they were sleeping around other people's houses? So we got a shed load of weed and we...
You said it silently.
I don't know if my daughter is up. we got some wacky backy and went to our local wooded area, shall we say, with our sleeping bags and a combustible material to keep ourselves warm. So we were sat there. We all sort of started about 8 o'clock in the evening, and it got to about 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, and we were absolutely like just mindless stoned. And it started to get light. It was like middle of the summer. I was like, oh, we're so hungry. So we all decided it was a really good idea to walk into town to the local McDonald's to try and get a breakfast. Considering none of us had any money, and why we thought it was a really good idea, I don't know. But we walked down the main carriageway from where we were into the town centre. For some reason, the police kind of just rocked up. There's about 3 cars, stopped about 6 or 7 of us who were just walking in a line silently going, oh, I'm so hungry. and then a series of questions of, they plainly knew what was going on, but we were doing a really good job of explaining why we were up at such a, like, and acting really tired at such an early hour in the morning. And we devised a story on the spot, the fact that we were going to somebody's house to get a lift to go fishing.
Where's all your lots?
yes, there was flaws in the story. But that was because we're absolutely stoned out of our face and we didn't really think it through, and it was on the spot. So yes, we all got a lift home, and vigorous knocking on the door at 6 o'clock in the morning going, is one of these your son? that was one of the stories of when I was about, it was probably about 13 or 14. And
hang on a second. That's the part of this story that I haven't really said. You were how old? You said 11, 12, 13 earlier.
I was probably about
Dave.
13 or
14. No wonder you're balancing out your life now with 50 first dates. Right, you've got to make amends for all that stuff before. Damn, son.
Yeah, weed was very easily like available in our area, and we started young.
I can see that.
Oh yeah, but good times.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay.
I've got a couple of weed-related ones, but I don't want to.
Yeah. Sure, yeah, tons of stories.
But I have got a real good one. I think it's quite funny. And I got rudely awakened one morning by multiple beatings on the front door of my house, which was my mum and dad's house at the time. And I was asleep, and I was just like, fucking hell, what the fuck is going on? Someone's just properly banging on the door. So I, like, you know, got some clothes on, walked down, opened the door, and there's like two coppers right on the front door, and then there was another 2 coppers like on the path outside my mum's house. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on here? And the first one goes, who's got the gun? I was like, what? He goes, who's got the gun? Who's got the gun? I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. It's like, someone's phoned up, someone's got a gun in your garden. I was like, I don't know. And it was like, you can come and have a look. There's no one here with a gun. And it transpired that my brother, he was 4 years younger than me. I was about, I don't know, he must have been about 12 at the time. He was in our back garden. He had an air pistol. And he was like hiding behind the bin, pretending to shoot things with his gun. Someone had phoned the fucking police. It was just like, I was just like, fucking hell, what's going on? I'll be staff stoned still from the night before, to be fair. I was just like, whoa, full of loads of coffee. Like, they're really angry. What's going on?
Yeah, I have a similar one to that. It was when I was at university. And I know one of our guys who we lived with had been out at night, or somebody that we knew had been out at night. Anyway, there's a massive banging at the door in the morning or sometime, and my flatmate opened it, and it was the police, and they wanted to talk to us about the flat, or they were looking for the flatmate because somebody had reported perhaps he'd been involved in a sexual assault or something like that. It was I never, it wasn't him, or that we know anyway.
Mm.
But anyway, so my mate answered the door and he was just like, you know, oh yeah, 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 you guys can come in. But it was like a terraced house, right? So you went in through the front door and then that led you the first, you went through the hall of the terrace at, from the front door off the street. And then the first right was into my bedroom. And then it, if you kept going straight on, you went into the living room. And so my buddy Ian, like, he opened the door and he goes, yeah, oh, come on in. Yeah, sure.
And everyone else in the house is like, what the fuck are you letting them in for?
Well, he's leading them out. And as he's leading them in to sort of go into the living room so he, they can talk to us, he realizes that right bang in the middle of our table is this massive demijohn bong, like full of green food colored water, right? It's just with these massive pipes coming off it that we'd built, like we gone to the aquarium shop and, you know. And so rather than lead, and then as he's, and it, the penny drops as he's about to open the door to the living room, that they're going to see this as he goes in. So he goes, oh, just come in here. So he leads them into my bedroom, right? Which is, and I'm just lying there in bed, right? Just sort of like coming out my duvet, like, what is going on? And I got this police detective standing in my bedroom, right? I'm absolutely hammered from the night before. I don't remember much beyond that. It all went okay, but yeah.
Good old days.
Good days, good times. Christian Barkley has sent us a question as well. It says, fecking love the show, guys. Thank you very much, Christian. Really appreciate that. Yeah. Is it Neil that works at Tesco? Question mark.
Yeah, yes.
I hope it pisses him off as much as me when people keep mentioning all their time to play games. I'm a postie and I'm a key worker because people need their bloody Domino's leaflets and clothes that they can't even go out in. Did you do the Jackbox party get together? That would be brilliant. I listened to the last show after the fact, so it would have definitely turned up. We didn't.
No.
Still something. We'll announce it. We'll announce it.
Something there, Dave.
Oh, mate. Life,
Dave's got the time for it now.
Yes.
He's got all this time to play games now, Christian. What do you think?
You could be a full-time streamer, Dave.
For some reason, I don't know what it is about me and my life. I just don't, even like now that I'm not actually working, like today, I haven't been at work all day. I haven't been playing games. I've just been doing shit. So I think it's just old age. It's just...
You're not even old yet.
Maybe it's middle age.
Neil. Didn't you just hear the
story? There is that. He did start early.
He went straight into adulthood. He didn't have a childhood. He was sitting there hot knifing when he was seven. The hot knifing. Now he's getting PTSD on the hot knife stories.
That is actually something that I completely forgot until you just said it. And I'm like, oh shit, okay.
I'll do next week we'll have hot knife story. The week after we'll do bucket bombs.
Gas hole.
After that, the lung.
Oh dear.
Oh boy, stories we could tell.
Not many. Not that many we could tell.
Not many we could tell on here. But
not like because I can't remember any of them.
I don't know. Have you, Neil, have you been hearing lots of stories about people playing lots of games all the time?
I don't really know about that, to be honest.
Well, let's take our core group of guys that we have. Like, has there really been any change? Not that I've noticed. The ones who play tons of games as normal are playing.
Sean's on, you know, he's got 6 months off work, isn't he?
Mm. Yeah, well, he'd play games 24/7.
Yeah, he would.
Right?
Yeah.
So there's no change there.
Kev seems busier than normal.
Yeah.
To be fair, work-wise. Well,
yeah, he's connected with hospitals. So
yeah.
I don't know. I haven't really noticed the choice. I'm working anyway. So I'm not classed as a key worker, but I'm still working.
Yeah, I've been working, and even now that I'm not, I think I'm still kind of keep my normal sort of schedule. So,
speaking of Domino's leaflets, I haven't had all the takeaway for a while. You've saved a shitload of money compared to normal.
Yeah. You know what? I don't want to say it or sound it, but I'm actually banking more money now than I would normally because we're not buying any of the stuff that we normally would buy.
We used to go out for several meals. Probably like needlessly go out to a restaurant, get several takeaways, and you know, occasionally go to the cinema and spend fuck knows how much on the cinema.
Yeah, the sobering thought, of course, is that I don't think I'll be getting quite the same sales bonuses that we
No.
have.
So I don't really get people telling me that, to be honest. I don't think. Other than my wife. She don't count.
He also says, what's our Steam names? Fraser Moo, I'm on Steam. Actually, I think we're friends already, Christian, on Steam, so there's not to worry about if anybody else...
Real Kahuna. Real Kahuna everywhere. Not that I really play anywhere other than PC, but that includes now Xbox and everything, so...
Yeah, and I'm Bertha, B-U-R-T-A-J.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. It's all good.
Yeah, we're always up for some games online.
For sure. He says, stay safe, boys, and if there's room for a crap one, I'll see you online. Thanks, Christian, man. Just come on in, join us.
If you're crap.
If you're sound, this is the thing. If you're sound, you come in and chat to us. It's cool, right? If you're not sound, come in and chat to us. Sooner or later, we'll figure out a way to blank you. And then slowly, we've shut down full Discord servers to get away from people and start up things fresh.
I tell you the conditions on that is that if you're not like overtly racist, if you're not homophobic, if you're not just a complete...
Can we just say if you're not racist? If you're mildly racist, we'll let it slide.
You're allowed to be a little bit like, you know, anti-Scott.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Selective.
But, yeah, like, oh, mate, we've had some right idiots.
I wasn't really party to the racist one, to be honest.
Yeah.
Mm.
Anyway, let's not go, but I don't want to even think about it. Yeah, anyway, that was dealt with. So, yeah, if you're sound, come on in. We got plenty of time.
Indeed.
We're playing tons of Warzone right now, and we're always looking for people. So
that's all, that works on any platform. So, yeah, give us a shout.
Yeah, we were playing Warzone today with Neil's son. Yeah, he was playing on Xbox, and we were all on PC. So that was
cool.
He did well, too. Cool. He was good.
He lost it on you two.
Oh, wow. You said it, didn't you? There was no need to say that at all. Okay. Let's move on to what we've been... Dave, you had Frozen 2 written on there. Do we really need to talk about Frozen 2?
Frozen 2 was great.
Have we had a conversation about this already?
I don't know.
I'm having deja vu.
I'm not sure.
Is it? Okay.
I think I might have listened to the CADcast when they were talking about Frozen 2.
Okay.
I'm prepared before we go into a half-hour conversation on Frozen and Frozen 2 is to say, if Frozen 2 is good, I get it. Frozen was excellent, right? So,
not my thing. Don't like them. Yeah. Don't like singing. Don't like films with singing in me.
Oh, no?
Not really.
I'm getting more I don't mind a good song here and there.
Yeah, the last film I watched, I think, that I thought was okay that had loads of singing in was Little Shop of Horrors. And that was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago. So Frozen 2 follows on from the critically acclaimed Frozen 1. Well, it wasn't called Frozen 1. It was just Frozen at the time. If they had a foresight, they would have named it Frozen 1.
It may have been a bit weird. Frozen 1, it would have been like, see where you're going.
There's
going
to be a sequel. Frozen 2. Actually, a better story than Frozen. Funnier, not so much better songs. I think the songs were a bit weak. I think the Frozen 1 had actually better songs in it, but there's only like 3 or 4 actual songs.
They must be
in
really
Frozen
bad
2.
In Frozen 2.
They just weren't as catchy. There's nothing. There's no "Let It Go" or
thank fuck for that.
Neil.
But there's no song that people are going to be banging on about for the next 5 years. Not say it weren't good at the time, but yeah, there's no one song that will be big out of it. But the actual story, the comedy, the humor for both the children and the adults was a lot better. You know, all the great kids films have comedy for both children and the adults watch it. And yeah, it was very enjoyable. I was very reluctant to watch it. We got it for my daughter.
Is that not on Disney Plus?
Amazon Prime. Disney?
Is it on Disney Plus, Frozen 2? Or is it not on there? I don't remember.
It is on Disney Plus. I think you can get it cheaper. We got it on Amazon Prime. We bought it, the HD version, for like £13. I think it was supposed to come out of cinema, but it didn't. Oof. So they released it early.
That's been out a while, isn't it, Frozen 2?
Has it? I don't
know. Maybe not.
Although, it got released early on. So, but as a treat, because we were going to go to cinema to watch it, but we didn't because everything's going on. So we bought it instead. And I, you know, when you sit in front of the TV, so I'm just here in person, but you know, I had the phone out. I actually started watching it, and I enjoyed it.
Fair enough.
That's why I put it on the list. I thought it was just randomly one of those things. Didn't expect to enjoy it. Did. I think if you do get a chance to watch it, if you're not sold on it, Neil, don't.
But don't talk to him. No, he's already put his flag in the sand where he is on this. Talk to me, Dave. I'm well up for this. I'll watch it if it's going to be good. Plus, you know what I'll do when I watch it? I will make sure that my daughter sits with me when she's watching it, right? Yeah. That's the real buzz, right? She's enjoying it, got a big smile on her face.
So there was some proper laugh out loud moments that the whole family had, and they were the best parts of the film. And yeah, it's good, and it's a nice story. So yeah.
Nobody's written The Mandalorian down there. Are you guys watching?
We've been watching it. Yeah, I've signed up for Disney Plus, so we've been watching it. We're up to date.
Okay.
So that's our family show that we watch all together. That's about the only thing we do. We'll watch together.
Yeah, enjoying it.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like it's a bit of a slow burn.
Yeah, but it's like it's just like a weekly show that
it is a weekly show still, which is annoying.
And he goes from town to town solving problems or whatever he's doing, right? I mean, it's just it's a cowboy movie. It's a cowboy TV show at the end of the day, right?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. We watched a film on Disney Plus, and I can't think what it is. We watched some other program on Disney Plus called Brain Games. I don't know if you ever watched that while it was on, you had it.
Yeah,
it's all about how your brain fucks with you.
I think that was on Netflix. I may have watched that.
Yeah, it's pretty good, actually. We've watched two episodes of that, and it's like, it's all about optical illusions and how your brain's kind of, and your attention span and what and all. It's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, your brain just makes things up.
Oh, it basically just fucking is a load. It's lying to you the entire time. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's why you should take acid. Oh, did I say that out loud?
Is that the only time you see clearly?
It really does take the filters off, apparently, allegedly.
I don't know about that.
Let's go into what we've been playing before we get into more trouble. Let's just go through in order. I'll run through here. So I've been playing more Doom Eternal.
Not finished it yet?
God, no. That game is just, you know what? I have to be up for it. There's no doubt about it. Like, either you're up for it or don't bother playing it. I'm playing it. I've heard almost everyone who's played it has dropped the difficulty down. I'm still on the difficult, I call it normal difficulty. It was probably the equivalent. Normal. It's not easy.
Was it like, don't hurt me or something?
Something like that. I don't know. I can't remember. Don't hurt me sounds like that should be easy mode.
No, don't hurt. I'm sure don't hurt me was like normal. It was just like, I'm an absolute baby was easy.
And it's not, but the thing is, and this is the way I view it, is the difficulty is perfectly set for me right now, that every time there is a battle that I am faced with in progressing in this game, it's almost like a puzzle. Like, I may die a couple of times. You've got to figure out the best way to tackle all the things, everything that it's throwing at you, using what you have at your disposal, right? And that's it. And to do that takes a lot of effort, takes a lot of concentration, and it's full on. And right now, I haven't got the ability to devote full on for 8 hours to get this done. So I'm just chipping away at it. It's very good. Is it better than 2016? I haven't seen anything tells me it's better than 2016 yet. I mean, you go talk to Steve at Game Punchers if you want to break it down into the minutiae of what it's doing. I think it's still like Doom 2016, does exactly what it's meant to do and does it very well. Is it better? I'm not sure yet. I don't think so yet, but maybe that.
I don't suppose you can really judge it till you finished it, can you?
Exactly. You know, it's more Doom, right? That's for me what I'm feeling is it's more of the same, right? So,
which is not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing, but of course, when you've played the original, you've played quite a bit of Doom already. So playing more Doom is like, it's great, but it's not as exciting as fresh as when I played 2016.
You know? Did you finish 2016?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I finished played that. I platinumed that. Yeah. I've also been playing Metal Gear Solid 2. I don't know quite know why I decided
to fire. What on earth brought that on?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I went upstairs, I sat down, and I noticed it was on my Xbox.
Oh, is that on Game Pass?
No, I bought it about a year ago. And I just started playing it again. I'm not going to just... I could easily talk
about... Which one's that one again? Raiden?
Yeah, that's the one where you start on the tanker with Snake, and you go to the...
Go to Raiden.
Big Shell.
Go this is an HD remaster.
Go to the level one of Strut 2 of Shell F.
That sounds shit already.
Right. It's two strikes. Okay? Did you play any Metal Gear then?
Can we
be friends? I can't even remember this.
I've not played Metal Gear. I take the piss.
Oh, mate. Come on. Metal Gear Solid 2 was the... Oh, the Rick Roll from Konami to the general public that will never happen again. They advertised and publicized, and everything that they showed about Metal Gear Solid 2 was about Snake.
Okay.
And then one level later, you're not playing Snake for the whole game, and everyone just kind of lost their mind in, what was it, 2007?
Oh, no, mate. It was well before then. It was
2004?
Before that, 2000.
Maybe you're in a weed-fueled haze, Dave.
Yeah.
No, he's not. Yeah, I mean, the thing about that, Dave's exactly right. You start playing in the second part of the game, you know, and you're like playing as this other guy who's not Snake, and you're like, what? Why am I playing this guy? When do I start playing as Snake again? But the thing is, once you get over that, it's still just a phenomenal game. Like, from the moment that game starts, the quality that Kojima did with making that game is insane. Like, everything about it is brilliant. It's just brilliant.
I get confused. Like, who's Big Boss? He looks like Snake.
He's a clone from Snake. Right, or Snake is a clone from Snake.
Are we talking spoilers now?
Yeah. Well, Big Boss is... there's loads of different snakes, right? So,
It's so confusing. Someone who's never really played it.
Oh, don't worry about it. I've played probably a good couple of hundred hours of Metal Gear Solids, if not more, and I have no idea what's going on. But I'm loving it again. Like, I sat down. It was just like an old friend, right? Start playing it again. And
so, are you playing it on the PlayStation or
playing it on the Xbox?
Excuse me.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I suppose you don't swap the controller ports anymore.
No, that was Metal Gear Solid, the first one.
The one, okay. Yeah.
You do what?
Right. So there was a boss. There was a boss battle with
Psychomantis
that keeps on hinting throughout the fight that they can read every controller, that read every input or read every move that you make as you make them. And so you plug your controller port from 1 to 2 because the console had 2 controller ports.
Yeah.
And it couldn't read your controller inputs. And basically...
Yeah, you start saying, why can't I read your mind anymore, right?
Yeah.
But there's loads of stuff like that. That's why he's just genius.
Crazy, that is, isn't yeah. it?
Well, there was the other thing, because it was the first controller that had rumble feature, right? So he was like, put your controller down onto the floor and I will move it with my mind. And it starts rumbling and moving like that. It's just brilliant.
It was very, yeah, very inventive. And
so at what point did he completely lose the plot then?
I think he'd always lost the plot all the way through.
No, you see, all that stuff sounds all really fucking clever.
Oh, but even
batshit for the sake of being.
There's more of that. There's tons of it. There's no end to the amount of batshit insane stuff in Metal Gear. Like, yeah, it's brilliant. It's just brilliant. And I could go on for hours, but I shouldn't. I was going to jump to these other two. Sagrada is a game that I bought on the Apple Store. I bought it for my phone. It's a board game. Basically, you compete against other people rolling colored dice, and you have to fill a board with the colored dice, and you score points depending on the arrangements of the dice. That's as simple as it's a very beautiful looking game. It's all based on stained glass windows and stuff, and the colored dice and stuff is cool. I wanted to buy the board game version of it. I never got that. And I'm glad that I didn't, and I've just got this on my phone. The phone.
You need other humans to play with.
Well, yeah, you can play online. So I'm playing against other people. I had a game against two other people the other day. Plus, there's tons of computational stuff like scoring with, you know, did you meet these criteria?
Oh, does it all for you.
Checking all the data. It does it all. Yeah, it's great, right? So it just does it all for you. So that's really good. That was worth buying. I'm glad I'm okay that I bought that. You told me to buy Monument Valley. Was free. That's great.
It was free.
Well, you didn't know. Okay, all right. I'm sorry. You said it.
I just mentioned in passing that it was free.
Yeah. All right. I'm blaming you. Obviously, you can tell. I'm blaming you for this. I'm not. Like, it's more it's more Monument Valley. I didn't really need any more Monument Valley. It's pretty boring.
Don't know. It's fine. I played it for a little while when I first played it, and then I haven't played it for a while, and then I go back to it and thought, yeah, it's all right.
And then, I think I just need to go back to it on the toilet. It's a perfect toilet game.
Yeah.
Right.
I got to a point now where I'm like, I've actually been stuck for the first time I've ever played one of these games, so I don't actually know what to do. So I don't know how far I've got. I can't remember what level I'm on. But I'm actually looking at it going, I'm not actually sure how to do this, because usually it's fairly straightforward.
Right. I wonder whether I'll hit that point. I'm going to finish it, though, I think. I haven't deleted it off my phone, I don't think. I have. just checked.
Oh, yeah.
And then Animal Crossing is the big game in our house right
staple.
Now. Yeah, everyone logging in every day and paying off. I'm enjoying it. Yeah,
Did the kids lose any of their progress? Or
no, they didn't. No,
okay,
that was fine. Yeah, so Stan built the island, but everything was fine. So we're all on that island.
Is this his Switch? Is it or is it?
It should be mine. So, but they didn't. It didn't matter that he set it up. It was working fine. So I'm sure everyone's hearing loads of stuff about Animal Crossing. I don't know how much we really need to go into it, but you know, it's a nice. I'll log in every day and play for half an hour and go dig a couple of holes, take a couple of things to the museum, cash it, go do some fishing, cash it all in, and I'm slowly banking like 10 or 20 grand every day. I don't know what for.
What is the aim of this game?
There is none, really.
It drip feeds things to you, and right now we're at a stage we've all built new houses, we've all paid off. Mm-hmm. Most of us have paid off the houses. I don't think my daughter has. Stan told me he was looking for a load of iron to build a store, so that's the project that I want to know about now. Like, that's gone on hold for the last few days. I've not heard much from him on it, but where's this store, right? You know.
I think that's basically it. It's how we're playing it is it's a little mini project, and you know, we're working together to do something or the next thing on the island. So we're
it's nice.
Yeah,
it's very relaxing. It's not stressful, so I can see why it's very popular right now,
apart from tarantulas are
stressful. I caught my first tarantula the other day, so that was good. They're worth coin too, eh?
Yeah, big books.
So that's pretty much me. Neil?
I played quite a few games. I went back to Children of Morta. I did a couple of streams of that.
Oh, yeah.
I still enjoyed that game, but then it's weird. I go through phases. I play it for a while. I've unlocked everyone now. And, yeah, that last guy you unlock, he's got a massive sledgehammer. It's great. It's well good. But each character plays so different. There's a lot of variety. I like it a lot. But then I haven't played it for about a week. So
we need to play some multiplayer. I've hurt myself on that game because I played with my son and we made more progress in the first time we played than we were just racing.
Yeah, I don't know how it works because it's just a story based game at the end of the day, isn't it? Like, well, it's just like a roguelite, but there is a large story part of the game, which is, you know, involves unlocking all these other characters. But at the same time, it's not just unlocking characters. Things happen in the story. And I was a bit like, there was something that happened. And I'm like, what the fuck? I don't believe that's just happened.
Right.
So I don't want to spoil it. But I don't know how it then works. If you decide to co-op, do you start all over again?
Do you have to
start from scratch? I don't know. Because obviously you only have one character when you start. It's a bit. We'd have to check it out how that works. Because I've progressed to a fair distance in the story. I'm on like the third unlock, third world type of thing unlock. Can't remember what it's called now. It's been a while since I played it. But yeah, that's on my Twitch stream history. I was enjoying that.
I'll play more of it.
It's one of those games I'll play it for a little while. Then maybe not play it for a few days, and then I'll go back to it. I'll just keep going back to it. I don't know if it's. I'm guessing it has an end, so at some point. But maybe I'll actually finish one of these regular games. So that's on the Game Pass, on PC and Xbox. And then I played another game called Indivisible, which is a Game Pass game. I can still say that just about.
That game's
real nicely animated game, and it's a bit. I don't know. I like it. It's quite funny. But it looks a bit like, I remember, what was it? Mysterious Cities of Gold from way back when you were kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sort of animation, like those sort of character-looking things. And then it just goes off on this weird, complete tangent. So I was like, it's quite cool.
Pretty it's a fighting game.
Simple.
Really.
Yeah, basically. But then it's like, it looks like a... It goes into like this sort of almost like a turn-based RPG style thing, but you're not really turn-based. You remember Child of Light, the way you had like cooldown timers and everything?
Right.
You went into a battle. It's a bit like that. When you get into like a battle with a character, like you normally walk around, you just play this young girl, and she's obviously like special. It's just totally fucking weird. You're saying about Metal Gear Solid, weird. But like, you come across a character and you have a little fight with them, and then you basically absorb them into your brain and they become part of your party. And I've got to the point where I've got about 6 members of my party, but when it gets to a battle, I can only have 4 people.
Okay.
So I have to choose from my party. There's the various strengths and everything. Blah, 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 blah. It's quite a little bit of depth to it. I quite like it. I don't know how big a game it is. I've got to some big boss battle in it, and I don't know if this is the end of the game, but it's quite hard. And I've failed multiple times and it got quite frustrated at it. But it's pretty cool. And it looks pretty amazing. Like I say, it's like a cartoon. Not Cuphead style, that's like. But yeah. Side on scrolling, basically. But yeah, it looks pretty. I don't know what it looks like on Xbox because I haven't played there, but it looks pretty good and in motion and everything on my PC. And it's a cool little game, but I played it for a while. And then I do this with those Game Pass games. I stop playing them. I'm just like, oh, I might go back to it at some point. Or I might not. Don't know. Because I keep starting new games. Because of this whole quest business. It's like, play so many games a day, play so many games in a month. So I'm like, oh, I better start another one. I got Ori and the Will of the Wisps working. I managed to get my... Because I've had a problem in assigning my first ability, which is as far as I got Obviously, the first thing you do is have to run away from the wolf, isn't it? Is it wolf?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you have a little fight with it, with the torch. And then you unlock a power for the first time. But I could never assign the power, and that's basically as far as I'd got.
Oh, yeah.
Before that. But then I managed to, I looked at it, finally found out someone had the same problem. Basically, I went, if you go back two saves and do that whole wolf business again, it should work, hopefully. So I had to do the wolf battle thing, and then it worked. I was like, hooray, I can actually fucking play the game now. So I've played a bit of that, and that's a beautiful game, I've got to be honest. It's amazing looking. I don't know, like I say again, I don't know what it looks like on the Xbox, but it looks
Yeah, you did say it looks amazing, yeah.
Like, I don't think it probably looks much different. It just runs, I don't know what frame rate I'm getting, but it looks amazing in motion. The like the animation on the characters are incredible. Like the main character you play as, it looks great. Right. Yeah, that'll be the one. it just looks awesome. It's so beautiful, that game. I don't think I've played a game like that that just looks so good.
High praise indeed.
And so yeah, I'm early days in that, but I'll be going back to that. Played a shitload of racing games because of my seat. I've re-downloaded all my racing games and played a bit of each one of them and realised I'm shit at racing games. It's like this, I'm crying.
I thought that was your wheelhouse.
And I can't fucking drive anywhere now. I'm like, oh, I'm just playing this game and I'll just spin out. I'm like, Formula One, Jesus Christ, that game's been pissing me off. I'm trying to do the career mode and you start in at F2. And you have to, like, you've got a, like, a rival that you have to beat. Oh, my God. The last race, I don't know how many times, I'd be like, I finally got this. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And then have an absolute mare on one corner and push a little bit too hard and accelerate and just spin out. Like, fuck's sake. And have a massive accident. And then go restart and try it again. It was, that was doing my head in. But one game I've been playing quite a bit of is Dirt Rally 2. With my steering wheel on my racing chair, that game is fucking awesome. Absolutely awesome with the steering wheel. Like, I used to love playing Dirt Rally 1 with my steering wheel. It's pretty decent on a controller, but when you play with a wheel, oh, it's just awesome. You're like, fucking steering wheel's going fucking mental because you're like trying to get on the track. Oh, it's just great. And then so, nailing
what
wheel, a
track. I've got
a Logitech wheel, which is about as cheap as you can get.
Right. Like, but it's got adaptive.
It's got force feedback. So, yeah. Like, if you hit something, the wheel will, like, get pulled away from you and all that sort of stuff. And if it's a rough, you'll be getting shaking and all that sort of shit. It's good. Like, that immersion you get from having an actual wheel versus a controller is, like, irreplaceable.
Right.
I do love the video games. I remember way back I used to love Colin McRae when it came out, and this is like the evolution of that. But it's now less arcadey. It's still not realistic, I would say, because I'm not sure you can really replicate driving a rally car round the dirt tracks without, you know, the risk of killing yourself. So But yeah, the amount of times I've rolled the car and it's landed on the wheels and stuff like that. It's like, I think it's on the stream that I did. I did a stream this a couple of times, but like, you go through, the way it works in the dirt rally, you have to set the car up for the next two stages. Most of the stages are quite short. It's like a, I don't know, 4 minutes for a stage maybe. And then that's like a four-stage rally stage, four sort of checkpoints. And then you'll get an eight-checkpoint stage, which is obviously literally double the distance. And then it varies with the time of day as well. So when you're pooting along, so I'm only doing a career mode, I'm in the shittest car I can have. What is it, a Lancia Fulvia or something. It's like drive, two-wheel drive. Looks like a bloody, I don't know, Triumph from about 1970. But if you have an accident on one stage, you can't repair your car until the end of the following stage. Sometimes there's like a two stages between your repair stage.
Right.
So if you have an accident on like a twilight stage, you might not notice that you've fucked your headlights until the next stage when it's a nighttime stage and you haven't repaired your headlights and it's literally pitch black. And you're like, oh my God, I cannot see where the fuck I'm going. And occasionally you'll be like, oh, I can see the track. And then it will just be complete darkness. And you're literally like listening to your co-driver trying to concentrate. I was like one stage, I had no headlights. And there'll be a little bit where they've lit the corner of this track. It's like a real bright light. And when you go through the bright light, everything looks great. It's like, brilliant. Now I can see exactly where I'm going. But as soon as I go out of the light, I can't see a fucking thing. It's complete darkness. It's amazing. Like that is good. It's so good. But it's so fucking hard at times. So of all the racing games I've played, the one I've enjoyed the most is Dirt Rally 2.
Okay.
And I haven't got around to playing it in VR, but that's the next step of Total going, oh, I know that's going to be awesome when I do that. The first one was brilliant in VR.
What, in the chair with the...
In the chair with the steering wheel, with your VR headset on. Can't see nothing else other than what you're literally looking like. You can obviously move your head around the cockpit of the car that way and everything. Like, it's just totally amazing. I don't know about worth the... 400 quid and the way you gotta get a headset at the minute. But
have you got to warn the wife and the kids?
She said to me the other day, like, if you really want to play your racing game up here, where she's obviously working during the day, she's like, you can. I was like, okay, but I haven't yet. She's like, because now I've got this chair, I can lug it up the stairs and put it on my other PC where my VR is.
She likes having you around.
Yeah. And then you just cut her off by putting VR on and ignore her.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't know if I'll get around to doing that. But the other alternative is to bring all my VR stuff downstairs. Mm. Well, my PC's better and it will run better, and I'm like, just do that. So I haven't been on VR for a while. And then I played one more game.
This I want to hear about.
One of my gaming faux pas, I suppose.
Alongside your Metal Gear Solid faux pas.
Yeah, well, that ain't happening. I've played Metal Gear games in the past and I just don't get them, really. But I started playing Half-Life 2, and I've never played Half-Life 2. I think I played the original, but it's such a long time ago, I can't really remember. And then I never played 2. So I've been playing Half-Life 2 on my PC. It's like, how many years old? 13 years old. Probably longer than that, actually. 15 years for the original game.
So I started from scratch.
That's still a good game, I would say. I don't play that many games on mouse and keyboard, but that game plays like it was designed for mouse and keyboard. It just feels good.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it went to Xbox 360 and everything, didn't it? And you could play it on a controller. And I could play it on a controller on a PC, but it feels comfortable. There's not overwhelming amounts of controls like some games. But yeah, it looks old.
It's showing its age for sure.
Yeah, but I mean, the thing with the PC, isn't it? It's like when it first came out, I don't know what resolutions we were running then, probably sub HD. When it came out, it must have been. It's like fucking well old.
Yeah.
I think it defaulted to like well low resolution, but I just then go into the settings, upped it to 2560x1440, banged everything up to max detail. And I was like, it looks all right now. So yeah, I'm not that far in it. Don't really know what to expect from it either, because like I say, I haven't really played it before. So, but I'm enjoying that a lot.
Here's the funny thing. I've got on my Steam thing, it says two friends have played Half-Life 2 recently. So I have another friend of mine who has been playing it. Both of you have played the exact same, one of 99 and 98 minutes.
Yeah.
Bizarre.
Yeah, and my son downloaded Half-Life 2 and was playing it yesterday. You were playing Half-Life 2 yesterday, weren't you?
No, I was downloading.
You didn't play it yet? No.
Okay. I had a problem with mine originally because it was like I started playing it and I didn't play it for a while because there was something weird happening. Like, I would click to attack something and it would just repeat. I was like, I don't know why. I'm not pressing this. And you know, there's a bit at the beginning of the game, which is, I think, quite famous. Don't think it's a spoiler. When you first start the game, once someone tells you to pick up a can and put it in the trash.
Right.
And I couldn't pick up the fucking can. It just kept dropping it. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? It was just like pressing it to try and pick it up and it would immediately drop it. I'm like, what's going on here? And basically there was a problem where I'd obviously had my controller turned on for playing something else. Because it was still on, it was doing something weird. So I accidentally threw the can at the fucking alien policeman. So then he started chasing me everywhere. And I was running around like, it's it going. I did get an achievement for throwing the can at him. But, yeah, I was just trying to run. There's a bit in the station where there's a bench, and I was just running around this bench constantly with him chasing me for about 5 minutes. That's quite funny. So I get why people raved about that game. I mean, it doesn't probably, if you know, you should play it now without being old, like knowing how games were. I guess it's probably not as impressive, but at the time, I could see how it probably blew people's. Like how the physics and everything is so good.
Mm. Oh yeah. Yep. Yeah. It's yeah.
And historic. The story itself is definitely, you know, it's pretty cool so far. So I will carry on playing that and finish that game. Finally.
There you go. Davey boy.
So I've only got a couple this week. I've been playing a little bit of Stellaris. The space management Empire 4X game. There's new DLC called Federations. And I bought that, downloaded it. It adds a bit more depth into the sort of galactic federation and sort of community of it. It's one of those. It's like Civilization games. Like one more turn, you know. I'll just do this one more thing. I'll just finish this one. I'll just take over this planet.
Just take over this planet.
Yeah, it's like, you know. It's always pushing you to do one thing, or you know, a mixture of things, but like. Yeah, it's just so easy to play. It's handy when I've been at home because I've not been the ones to play sort of multiplayer games when the wife and the little one's about, or I'm supposed to be working, or you know, I might be getting calls, or I might have to go and do something or cook dinner, and it's like, oh, I just pause it and then it's just come back to it and start playing it again. Great game. If you've just got if you can get hold of the base game for like £6, you could have hundreds of hours playing just the base game.
It's on Xbox Game Pass.
Wow. Okay.
I don't know if it's on the console version, but it's definitely on the PC version.
But yeah. So if you've got that, play it. It's great. I love it. And what you said earlier, I've just been playing more Call of Duty. But I've been playing the multiplayer, actually, not Warzone. I splashed the cash last weekend, I think it was. My God.
I've just got to tell you before I forget, right? We were playing Warzone today. And so, you know, in Warzone, like when you need to buy stuff, you can, or people, your partners need something, you can drop like money or you can drop like armor or whatever for them or ammo.
Mm.
So anyway, we were playing squads this afternoon. We all went into this little hut where we were just hiding, basically, until we knew where the circle was going to move. And Arnie got up on top of the table that was in there and started jigging around, going up and down, and said, "Throw me your money," right? So we were all throwing money at him. Like, weird. It was very strange, but very funny.
All your fantasies come true.
I don't know about that. Anyway, sorry to interrupt, Dave, but it was just, I just want to remember that for posterity, just so it was.
So yeah, there was this big update, wasn't there, that done a 4-player squads now for Warzone,
which is good.
I think they've done a few other tweaks as well. New battle pass, some extra levels for the various different game types. But I knew Neil was playing the deathmatch, deathmatch team games multiplayer.
Standard classic Call of Duty.
So I thought, I'll put some coin down on that and I'll start playing some.
How you been getting on?
I'm really good. Apart from the 80 gig update, because I was playing Warzone, you jumped on. I was like, I've just bought it. Let's jump into a game. And then I was like, no, you've got to do a massive update. And because all the networks are slow at the moment, it took about 2 days, which was a right. If I'd have known there would have been that much of an update, I wouldn't have bothered. But like jumping into like a quick multiplayer game of deathmatch or free for all or hardpoint or
headquarters.
What's the one where you got to collect the tags?
Kill confirmed.
Kill confirmed. That's a good one as well. They're really good. Takes about 10 minutes maximum per game.
I find them really hard to play normal multiplayer.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's just not knowing any of the maps. Just like, you think you've got an angry angle covered and then someone will just pop you from nowhere. You're like,
I find it's, you've got to have the right weapons for the right maps for the right situations. So, like, there was a weekly challenge of getting 50 kills with shotguns, and I was going into every multiplayer game going, right, I'll do a shotgun, and like trying to work out on the map where to use the shotgun and whip it. And some maps are just designed for medium to long range, or you have very small bits where you can do sort of very close quarters. And yeah, it is a lot about the map, learning the maps, where people are going to be, where people hide, where people pop out from, the loops that people do. And so I kind of view it as a puzzles of, you know, you're on a map, you're on it in a particular area. Okay, where do, like, what game mode are we playing? If it's free for all or multiplayer, that, or just team deathmatch, you know, there's, and you've spawned one area, you know, they're going to spawn the other area or a number of different areas. Okay, so one or two people might come from a certain direction, and you know, it's where people are going to, where you expect people to be. So sort of have yourself pointed in that direction and expect people to be there. But if you're playing a different game mode, maybe people are going for the objective, or you know, and you assess the different situations. And I find it's a quite good puzzle on like anticipating what people are going to do or how people are going to play, and especially if you've been killed by somebody with a shotgun like in an area, you know that you don't go for the short engage in that area. You try and make a long game of it, or you know, you skirt around and you try and get a different position, or they've anticipated you do that and go to the position that you're trying to get them from. Yeah. And like, there's some games that I've been absolutely completely wrecked, like, and I get so frustrated, but in that frustration I understand they know what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
So like, don't do the thing that they think that I'm going to do.
Yeah.
and it's a mind game. And I find it really interesting.
Yeah.
Like some games I've been absolutely getting wrecked. And then like recently I've actually been getting a lot better. Like realizing that it's not just a game of running and shooting. It's a mind game of what people are going to do, what people think you're going to do, and like, and yeah, there are random times where somebody pops around a corner and like mullers you, and you're like, where the hell does that come from, and why the other people behind me that were following me didn't kill them before? And you know, there's all that. There's
the biggest problem I've had so far, as a guest. We used to have a crew that used to run together, sort of thing. And now it's like I'm just playing with complete randos. No one's talking, apart from usual Call of Duty talk. Don't really want to hear you, mute. Or the only people talking are on the opposition team. They're all just destroying you, and it's like I need to get some people to play with to play it properly. Yeah. So I'll be up for joining up with some people if anyone's out there. Obviously, with the, it's all cross-platform. I usually use a controller on the PC anyway. I noticed that I thought it was the playlists for multiplayer were sort of restricted to all controller players play together and mouse and keyboard players weren't playing, but I've noticed that that's not the case in the multiplayer anymore. That I'm using the controller, I'm like, oh, this guy's got mouse and keyboard, so they are clearly an advantage if they're any good with a mouse and keyboard. Because the instant movement you can have, like of rotating 180 degrees with a mouse and keyboard versus a controller, and the aim is just ridiculous. Wow. To be having the same lobbies full of mouse and keyboard players. But I thought there was an option to bin that off, but I haven't found it yet. But it was also the fact that people have been playing this game for 6 months or more.
I've seen players where, well, even now, like now we're in a new battle pass, they're already like top level. Like it's only a day gone past and you're like, what the hell? And
well, you can buy like, the levels, can't you? Like people are just like,
but these people have been just wrecking me anyway, so I'm like, okay, right. They've probably just done it. You can buy the level. Like, why you'd want to buy a battle pass and then buy the levels? I don't know. I think half the fun is actually.
Well, that's the whole point of the thing, isn't it? Really, to unlock everything as you go.
Yeah.
I mean, it's early days at the minute. I've got 200 Call of Duty points. So I only need another 900 or whatever, 800 to buy the battle.
I just saw that. I need 900. Anyway, I think Call of Duty is going to be on the radar for a little while. I'm very impressed with Warzone, and I could possibly be swayed to fork out for the full game later.
Is it still on offer?
Yeah.
It was like I paid 30-odd quid. 33 quid, I think I paid for it. The campaign is there. It's a bit cheesy Call of Duty, you know.
Yeah. I don't even know if I'd be interested in playing the campaign. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Well, there is that this time, at least.
Yeah. All right. There's one more game on there that I forgot to put on. So if we can just cover that before we go.
Yeah.
It's a game called Snooker 19.
Oh.
I haven't heard of it.
Yeah. So anyway, it's a game and you play snooker in it. There's a couple of things that
be good. Really?
Yeah. And traditionally, Neil, of course, played me for the first time I played anyone, even though I'd been playing for a little while. Came and kicked my ass, and I think, did you kick my ass the second time?
Twice. I don't know about kicked twice. Your ass. I doubled the black the second time. That was pretty
second
good.
Second time, yeah. And then we played the third time, and I got the monkey off my back. Yay!
Yeah, I must have been really wasted that night.
Whatever your excuses are, I got the victory. So I'm pleased with that. It's good fun, though. I enjoyed playing.
I didn't mind, really.
And the stark contrast is I played a couple of games with Mike Chin and he just absolutely, just without even a sweat.
I watched that on YouTube. Like, not YouTube, no, Twitch. When he was doing a stream. And I was like, has Fred just taken a shot yet? He's like, oh yeah, he's had one.
Yeah, it was brutal. So, but that's okay. But you know what? Neil and I are sort of at the same level. So it's fun when we play, we've been playing against each other. So it's good. And shout out to Mike as well. I don't know, did you hear Mike's news about him?
He's in a tournament, a full-on.
He's in a Betfred snooker tournament. Yeah. He's been he's been called in as one of the top snooker 19 players. Yeah, so that's pretty bizarre. So well done to him.
Well, there's no shame in getting smashed by him, then, obviously.
Of course not. But I played against one of the best players in the world. okay. News, Neil.
Well, we kind of talked. I didn't put a lot in it. And we've managed to go through two of them already. Well, three of them, really, because the Stadia business is on there.
Hey, I can, you know what, it breaks my heart, but if it's a short news section, so be it.
Yeah. Well, the last thing, there's only been one major piece of news, really, I'd say, in the last week, and that's that PlayStation 5 controller got sort of released officially as what it looks like and some of the features that are on it, which are different from PS4.
Has it got some joysticks?
It's got the same layout of the sticks, which may please or displease people.
And the buttons?
The buttons are the same, basically. The share buttons are now called Create. But I thought it looked kind of like a nice-looking shape.
Yeah, it looks all right to me. It looks like a nice piece of kit.
I'm hoping it works on PC when it comes out, because, well, I don't know how much it's going to cost, though, to be fair. But
still have the trackpad on the top?
It's got a bigger trackpad by the look of it, slightly different shape to it.
That's an interesting point, Neil, when you say, you know, you're looking forward to working on the PC. Like, when I look at it from that point of view, like, I'm looking at it like, oh, that's the controller I get when I get my PS5.
Mm.
Like, when I get a PS5, that's the controller I'm going to be playing with. But now you've mentioned it, if I fancy treating myself to a controller for my PC, like, would I buy another Xbox One controller or would I buy that, you know, that PlayStation controller? Looks nice.
It does, and I'm intrigued to know how it plays with more than anything, because like PS4 controller looked pretty good.
Yeah, looks can be deceiving because let's not forget that like the Xbox controllers are brilliant.
Yeah, the PS4 controller is a good controller if you buy a newer version, because the original, I had one of the originals, and I didn't even use it that much, and the left stick, all the shit just came off it. It was not particularly well.
Oh, okay.
So I'm intrigued by it. It looks nice. Loads of people have done some real cool mock-ups of what it could look like with custom designs. I'm not sure. They've not really done that, other than changing the colour of the main thing. Like, Xbox have done tons of stuff with their custom controllers. You can design your own controller with all different colours and shit. But loads of people have come up with like mock-ups of some really cool-looking designs for this PS5 controller.
Yeah.
Based on some PlayStation franchises, obviously, mostly. Like, the Wipeout one looks pretty cool. There's tons out there if you want to have a look up.
Yeah, but I'm looking at it, the white version. I mean, it looks like a really nice, organic progression of the controller. And in fact, looking at it, if you look at it and then compare it to, like, directly compare it to a PS4 or earlier controller, it looks far more smoother. Like, maybe even starting to edge.
It looks a bit chunkier.
Like, yeah. Edging more towards, an Xbox controller in a way.
I'd say if they swap them sticks over, you never know. It would probably not look too much different. But the added bonus of this, the trackpad, is a really cool feature. It's got a built-in microphone. It's got a speaker in it. As the PS4
stuff. Oh, God, is it going to be listening to everything?
Yeah, because I've heard a couple of people complaining about that.
Really? Why would you complain? It means you don't need to buy a headset, technically.
Yeah, it could be good. So, I've got to complain about something.
So you're going to have screaming babies in the background to all the games now?
Well, there's a mute button, Dave. There's a mute button. It's still got a 3.5mm head jack on it. 3.5mm jack in it, so you can still plug in your normal headset.
Epic gaming headsets.
Yeah, so it looks like a nice piece of kit. I'll be intrigued to see how much it costs to buy one and whether it will work on a PC. And
that was the problem with the PlayStation 4 one. I remember I tried to play, I can't remember what it was, I tried to use my PlayStation 4 controller on my PC, and it was a right faff.
It works now. Does that much faff? But right. You don't get the trackpad. Because it basically, there's a program, DS4 yeah. Windows, that you can download that basically makes everything work fine. And it basically makes it pretend it's an Xbox 360 controller.
Yeah.
But it's not a low resource hog on your PC and all that. And you get to use all the features. But even without that, I've played Xbox Game Pass games with my PS4 DualShock 4.
Okay.
So, and it works better than it ever did. But to get everything working, you still need extra software. So I hope that they do a bit more to make it work on more things than just the PlayStation 5.
Yeah.
And depending on how much the PS5 costs is how much I'm interested in one of those. Probably not going to be buying one at launch. I don't think I'll be buying the new Xbox at launch either, because those days are gone. That I'm excited about those things. I bought Xbox One at launch and PS4 at launch, but I've not replaced my Xbox. My PS4 launches consoles.
No.
I've upgraded since then. I've all spent all my money on bloody PC since then. So there's no money left if I can buy another console after all that.
Yes. Yeah, I'm looking towards the end of the year and wondering where the money goes. Like, does it, if the money is there, does it go towards PC or does it go towards the new Xbox? The new Xbox is very tempting. I mean, it's a big part of our setup, having an Xbox or two. But I don't know how expensive are they going to be? Sun's crying.
I don't think you'll be buying two Xboxes, put it that way.
No, probably not. One can dream.
Yeah. Whether you'd be buying one Xbox could be a question.
Exactly.
Or a PS5. They could both be very expensive, but who knows?
Well, it's an idea, how expensive are they? Can't buy everything. Some people can't buy everything. I can't buy everything, right? So I'd really like to upgrade my son's PC. That needs to be
done.
When are
you upgrading yours?
He gets mine. That's his upgrade. Depending on budgets. Mine's still running like a champ. So, okay. Is that the news? Should we call it there?
I can't really think of anything major that happened. We talked about Stadia. We talked about The Last of Us being delayed, and whatever could happen with that. I can't remember. We talked about that as well. I just deleted it as we were talking through it because we talked about it already. But
that's fine. Yeah. We're pushing the two-hour mark now. So let's get out of here then. Cool. Cool beans.
Yeah, I feel
cool beans.
All right, yeah. You never watched Hot Rod?
Hot, no.
Oh, you should go watch Hot Rod. Have you ever seen that?
I don't know about that.
I've seen that.
Andy Samberg? Oh, it's great.
Yes, yeah.
Am I too old for this?
You should definitely go watch that movie.
Yeah.
Yep.
Definitely.
Still got loads of games to give away if anyone wants a game. Hit us up.
All right, then, let's get out of here. So hopefully we'll be back next week. Until then, thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Ta-ra.
Bye.